Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Richard Whiting, Robert Fulton, and the state of Washington. And you'll find out Vincent J. Schaefer's claim to fame. But first, a quick correction to last week's program. We did a segment based on the debut of the CBS radio serial drama This Day Is Ours. At least a couple of times during that set, I referred to the show as This Day of Ours, but the correct name of the program is indeed This Day Is Ours. So, now that we have that out of the way, last week, November 12th, marked the birth in 1891 in Peoria, Illinois, of composer Richard Whiting. He grew up in a musical environment. His father was a real estate agent, but played several instruments, and his mother was a trained pianist. After graduating from a Los Angeles military academy, he got singing jobs in vaudeville shows. And in 1913, at age 22, he got a job in Detroit with the Jerome H. Remick Music Corporation and moonlighted playing piano in a local hotel. While with Remick in Detroit, he worked with lyricists Gus Kahn and Ray Egan. In the late 20s, Remick sent him to Hollywood to work for Paramount Pictures. In 1931, he scored two Broadway shows, but returned to Hollywood to work for Fox Studios and then Warner Brothers, where he collaborated with lyricist Johnny Mercer. Richard Whiting was just 46 years old when he died of a heart attack on February 10th, 1938, in Beverly Hills. We could easily do an entire show of Richard Whiting songs, but we're going to begin the show with three of them, and we'll end with another set.
All aboard for the blue horizon. Board. Board.
Hey, listen, you fellas don't come in till the second chorus.
Oh, Ray, we want to sing the first chorus.
You're double trouble to me.
Yes, sir, Mr. Noble.
Yes, sir, Mr. Noble.
Yes, sir, Mr. Noble.
Oh, why, yes.
What about now?
No.
Now, Ray.
All right, then.
I've got trouble, double trouble. What a business, who? One girl's a headache, but I'm in love with two. If I choose one, then I lose one. Such a business, who? Why should I suffer? My heart's big enough for two. I can talk with them. I can walk all around with them. Even spoon with them. But I can't go on a honeymoon with them. That's my trouble, double trouble. I don't know what to do. I'm crazy as a cuckoo, crying to be true, too, too.
Of you and loving you too from now on.
Three from the pen of Richard Whiting. We began the show with a tune co-written by Whiting and W. Frank Harling with the lyrics by Leo Robin, Beyond the Blue Horizon, introduced by Jeanette MacDonald in the Paramount picture Monte Carlo. Beyond the Blue Horizon also became George Olsen's theme song. The spoken introduction was by George Olsen, and the vocal was by Bob Borger. That was recorded in Hollywood on September 5th, 1930. Next, it was Double Trouble, written by Richard Whiting, Ralph Ranger, and Leo Robin from the Paramount picture The Big Broadcast of 1936. Ray Noble and his orchestra in July of 1936, with the vocal by The Freshmen. And we just heard Dick Robertson, backed by the Hit of the Week Orchestra from a Hit of the Week cardboard record recorded around August of 1930. I'll Be Blue Just Thinking of You, written by Richard A. Whiting and Pete Wendling. We'll have another set of songs by Richard Whiting to finish out the show. And the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. Quick, what was the 42nd state admitted to the Union? Correct! Washington, which became the 42nd state on November 11th in 1889. Washington is known as the Evergreen State because of its rich stands of Douglas fir, white and ponderosa pine, and spruce trees. The state bird of Washington is the goldfinch, and the official flower of the state is the rhododendron. The capital of Washington is... Oh, no, not Seattle. Olympia. In any case, here to commemorate Washington's statehood are some songs having to do with Washington, beginning with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies.
Thank you.
Some songs to commemorate the admission of the state of Washington to the Union on November 11, 1889. We just heard Soliloquy, written by Rube Bloom, and played there in April of 1927 by the Washingtonians, actually the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Soliloquy was preceded by Washington and Lee's Swing, written in 1910 by Thornton Allen, M.W. Schieff, and C.A. Robbins. Johnny DeDroit and the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. Cornetist Johnny DeDroit was born in New Orleans in 1892 and used a mute almost exclusively on the nine sides which were recorded in New Orleans in March of 1924 by the General Phonograph Corporation, which put out the OK label. And we began that tribute to Washington State with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies in June of 1929 and Rose of Washington Square, music by James F. Hanley and the lyric by Ballard MacDonald. Rose of Washington Square is from the 1939 20th Century Fox picture of the same name. Set in 1920s New York, the musical is loosely based on the life of Fanny Bryce and stars Alice Faye and Tyrone Power. Al Jolson, who plays the couple's friend, sings My Mammy and California Here I Come in the picture. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, Sunday evenings at 6 on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon.
Turn on your radio, and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Have a request for a particular song or artist, or a comment about the show? We love to get email, and you can send it to Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, November 13th in 1946, something was made for the very first time. It was produced by Vincent J. Schaefer of Massachusetts. Don't know? Well, it was produced on Mount Greylock, and it was artificial snow. So here to celebrate Vincent Schaefer's invention are some rapidly rotating records about snow, beginning with Phoebe Snow.
Thank you. feel and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone in the place. Come on with the rain of a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing in the rain.
Some songs to commemorate the first artificial snow produced on Mount Greylock in Massachusetts in 1946 by Vincent J. Schaefer. We just heard Singing in the Rain, music by Nacio Herb Brown and the lyric by Arthur Freed. So why play Singing in the Rain in a set about snow? Well, that version was sung by Valaida Snow. Valaida Snow was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee in 1903 and was part of a musical family along with her sisters, the similarly named Alvaida and Lavaida. She became a professional entertainer at the age of 15, and during the 1920s she was part of various musical revues, including the Noble Cecil U.B. Blake show The Chocolate Dandies, that toured the U.S. and then went overseas. During the 1930s, she was part of the touring revue Blackbirds, and then the famous Cecil Blake musical show Rhapsody in Black. Valaida Snow also appeared in some feature films in the late 1930s. In 1939, she went on an extended tour of Europe, but while appearing in Denmark with her all-girl orchestra, she was taken prisoner by the Nazis and sent to a concentration camp. She remained in captivity for nearly 2 years until she was freed in a prisoner swap and returned to New York to attempt to put her life and career back together again. Valaida Snow died of a cerebral hemorrhage backstage at the Palace Theater in New York in June of 1956. Before Valaida Snow, it was James P. Johnson and Snowy Morning Blues, written by Johnson and Perry Bradford, and recorded August 15, 1944. And we began the set with Ray Miller and his orchestra on April 11, 1925, and Phoebe Snow. In the band for the last time, Frank Trumbauer and Miff Mohl. Miff went on to join Ross Gorman's band along with Red Nichols, and Trumbauer, along with Bix Beiderbecke, became a member of the Gene Goldcat Orchestra. doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL Avalon and available on demand 24/7 on the internet at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, November 14th, marked the birth in 1765 of Robert Fulton. Often credited with inventing the steamboat, he actually just perfected the design. Originally, Fulton wanted to be a painter and went to Paris to study, but after receiving few commissions, he turned to engineering and inventing. His first boat was the North River of Clermont, which made its first successful run from New York to Albany on August 14, 1807. It covered the distance of 140 miles in 32 hours. Fulton and Robert Livingston obtained exclusive rights to run steamboats on New York rivers and on the lower end of the Mississippi, but their monopoly was broken in 1824 in the Supreme Court's Ogden v. Gibbons decision. Robert Fulton died on February 24, 1815. So here to commemorate the birth of Robert Fulton are some rapidly rotating records about steamboats, beginning with Irving Kaufman.
Mississippi steam, the whippoorwill, commanded by the pilot, Mr. Steamboat Bill. The owner gave him orders on the strict QT to try to beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Just heat up your engine, let the old smoke grow. Burn up all the cargo if you run out of coal. If we don't beat that record, Billy told the mate, then we'll mail in care of Peter to the Golden Gate. Old Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi, Steamboat Bill, a mighty man was he. Steamboat Bill, steaming down the Mississippi, going to beat the record of the Robert E. Lee. Up stepped the gambling man from Louisville to try to get a bet on the whippoorwill. Bill flashed a roll, that sure was a bear. The boiler, it exploded, blew them up in the air. The gambler said to Billy as they left the wreck, I don't know where we're going, but we're neck in neck. Said Bill to the gambler, tell you what I'll do. I'll bet another thousand, I'll go higher than you. Oh, Steamboat Bill, he tore up the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, the tide that made him swear. Steamboat Bill, he tore up the Mississippi. The explosion of the boiler got him up in the air. River's all in mourning now for Steamboat Bill. No more you'll hear the puffing of the whippoorwill. There's crape on every steamboat that plows those strings, from Memphis right to Nashville down to New Orleans. The wife of Mr. Williams was at home in bed when she got the telegram that Steamboat dead. Said she to the children, bless him, honey lamb. Next papa that you have will be a railroad man. Oh, Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, he's with an angel band. Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. He's a pilot on a ferry in the promised land. Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. Steamboat Bill, he's with an angel band. Steamboat Bill, missing on the Mississippi. He's a pilot on a ferry in the promised land.
Thank you. Come on, let's catch that boat. We'll be late.
Oh, we got plenty of time to catch that boat. I gotta get another half.
Getting back at me and don't even know how to carry a mule without letting his legs hang down, you little tadpole.
Hot stuff! Some songs to commemorate the birth of Robert Fulton, November 14th, 1765. We just heard Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers from September 21st, 1926, and Steamboat Stomp, composed by Boyd Center and recorded at the Webster Hotel in Chicago. Jelly Roll Morton was preceded by the New Orleans Owls, recording in Atlanta, Georgia on November 6th, 1926, and Blowin' Off Steam. And we began with Irving Kaufman in 1919 and Steamboat Bill. At the beginning of the show, I promised three more songs by Richard Whiting, and here they are.
So not only that, you're mighty cute. Why, you're slicker far than the trousers are of my last year's blue serge suit.
You're the softest so-and-so that any girlie ever knew. Well, I may be dumb as they ever come, but at least I'm on to you.
Oh, you're an old smoothie.
You're an old soul.
just like putty in the hands of a girl like you. You're an old meanie.
You're a big booby. I just go nutty in the hands of a boy like you.
For me, you played me for a sap.
For you, you thought you laid a trap.
Well, dear,
I think it's time you knew. You've done just what I wanted you to.
Oh, silly old smoothie.
Crafty old softy. You stick like putty in the hands of a girl like me.
I won't go nutty in the hands of a girl like you. You're an old meanie.
You're a big booby. I won't go nutty in the hands of a boy like you.
For me, you played me for a sap.
For you, you thought you laid a trap.
Well, dear, I think it's time you knew. You'll do just what I want you to.
Oh, you're an old softy.
Oh, you're an old smoothie.
I'll stick like putty in the hand of a boy like you.
I search for phrases to sing your praises, but there aren't any magic adjectives to tell you all you are. You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough, tell enough. I mean, they just aren't well enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very, to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Thank you. was a dame in love with a guy. She stuck to him but didn't know why. Everyone blamed her, still they all named her True Lulu. He gave her nothing, she gave him all. But when he had his back to the wall, who fought to save him, smiled and forgave him, Lulu, Lulu. He got a break and went away to get a new start. But poor kid, she never got a break except the one way down in her heart. Maybe somewhere in heaven above, there's a reward for that kind of love. Angels will blame her, they too will name her Lulu, Lulu.
Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra and True Blue Lou from the film Dance of Life. Music by Richard Whiting, lyrics by Leo Robin and Sam Coslow. That was recorded by Victor on August 16, 1929, and the original label credits the vocal to Burt Loren. It's actually Scrappy Lambert. Before True Blue Lou, it was Bing with Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra and Too Marvelous for Words from the Broadway show Ready, Willing, and Able. And we begin with Lee Wiley and Billy Hughes, backed by Victor Young and his Serenaders, and You're an Old Smoothie from the Broadway show Take a Chance. We have time for one more. Here's a Richard Whiting song in collaboration with Newell Chase, and the lyric by Leo Robin. This is Isham Jones and his orchestra with Frank Silvano doing the vocal on My Ideal from January 7th, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.